quite often people are able to commit fraud because others have trusted them, and they've trusted them to do the right thing, and these sometimes are some of the closest employees in a given organization, and you end up losing trust in them for that reason.
Yeah.
Sure, it creates a bit of a problem, and pressure, opportunity, you know, people rationalize fraud, and so it's pressure and opportunity, and there's a fraud triangle, and then the rationalization.
Right.
And so, and you look for those key elements. And one of the other key things is sometimes it's not fraud, it's just, you know, sloppy paperwork, and that's the other thing. These are fun topics, and they're certainly ones that if there are people here in your accounting community, and there, anyone has an interest in doing the fraud examination mission, please contact me or see me, and I can show them how to become certified to be fraud examiners.